Hi, and welcome to the Enhancement Module part of the Windows Data Encryption training course. To begin with, I would like to give you first a quick overview about some of the improvements within Windows 8 in terms of BitLocker. First, you are now able to do pre-provisioning. IT is able to do unlocks over the network. Encrypted hard drives are now supported. Standard users can finally change PIN as well as their user password. And there's one really good new feature, which is called use this space only, which basically means that only the area which has been used so far from the disk will be encrypted. Talking about pre-provisioning, this is done during the Windows setup routine. If you're doing it manually, you just have to hit Shift F10 during the Windows setup and you will have the option to do pre-provisioning of BitLocker. By the way, it might be the case that the drive will go into waiting for activation state. In that, the end user will have the choice after he is on his computer to activate BitLocker. When we go and talk about use disk space, this is one of the features I really enjoy talking about. Because in the past, we spent so much time during after the deployment process to do the full volume drive encryption. This is the past. We now have the feature called use disk space only, which gives you the ability to only encrypt the area which has been already used. The big benefit of it is way faster, so your deployment process in total is a lot faster than it was before. As an example, while it took an 8 GB USB 2.0 drive to encrypt, it was taking like around 25 minutes. Now with use disk space only, it takes just 56 seconds. So this is up to 96% faster. When it's about standard user PIN, well, we all have been in the situation as an IT pro where users call in and they want to change their PIN or password. And you as an IT pro had to do it. Well, not anymore. With Windows 8, we introduced a function that a standard user has the permission to change PIN as well as a password. Another great features within Windows 8 is Network Unlock. This is actually a new feature which is part of Windows Server 2012, where we give the IT pros the ability to unlock a machine over the network. This means that you don't have to go to the physical machine anymore and you can coordinate this over the network. To do that, there are some core requirements you need to establish. First of all, Windows 8 or Windows Server 2012 installation running on a UEFI firmware with a UEFI DHCP driver. Then, the Windows Server 2012 Windows Deployment Services role must be activated. DHCP server must be separated from the WDS server. Of course, you need to have a properly configured public and private key pairing. And lastly, network unlock group policy settings must be configured. Another thing which is really new to Windows 8 and to BitLocker is the support of encrypted hard drives. The big benefit of encrypted hard drives is that it means that encryption occurs on each block of the physical drive. Lastly, I want to focus on Microsoft accounts. We now give you the opportunity to also store your recovery key on your Microsoft account. So, just as an example, you lost your recovery key. What you can do now, if you have synchronized your recovery key with your Microsoft account, just go on the computer, access windows.microsoft.com/recovery-key, and you will be able to examine your recovery key over there. This is the end of the enhancement module, part of the Windows Data Encryption training course. I wish you all best and enjoy MVA. Thank you.